Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, any late developments?
No, I... Look here, Mr. Dorsky. No, sir, the news was kind of quiet this afternoon.
Yeah, well, sort of a holiday and that sort of thing.
Yes, the only late development of any happy consequences that we rained out all the demonstrators today.
Yeah, they had a problem, didn't they?
One of the blessings of a wet day, I guess. But,
guess they're going to try their deal tomorrow now, huh?
Well, I was just reading a wire service story which said they called it off completely, but they only got about 400 out. And,
it's a little less than 10,000, isn't it?
Quite a bit. 400 persons showed up at the Washington Monument for the rally. Nearly all of them were organizers of the PCPJ.
Yeah.
And they'll hold a march for the White House tomorrow night.
Oh, well, that's fine.
But they sure didn't make much of a tent out of it.
Thing to do tomorrow is to just treat them very gently. Don't have any incidents.
Well, you have a marvelous contrast tomorrow. I'm bringing into you those Vietnam veterans who went back to Vietnam as civilians last summer, spent the summer rebuilding villages.
Right.
As civilians helping the Vietnamese people. Really a superb bunch of fellows.
Good.
So that's kind of a nice, quiet answer to these fellows without accentuating it too much. We have got some things started this weekend. I didn't mention to you today, Mr. President, on the Common Core. We discovered that...
Remember,
you mentioned that to me a week ago.
Yeah.
We've discovered that a number of their policy council members, as well as that we have over the past 7 or 8 months, appointed to different jobs. So I thought we might have a rash of resignations, perhaps.
Can we get them to do that?
Oh, I think so. This fellow, Bill Everly. Etherington.
Good God, Etherington ought to... he either does or he's out of a job.
I thought I might get a little heavy-handed in these
things. Yes, and Everly should, too.
And Fleming, Arthur Fleming, the agent.
Perhaps.
But I think they overplayed their hand a bit. You know, after that vote, they commented because their board of directors met and voted to censure Albert Ford, which was just infuriating the fellows on the Hill. Because who the hell are they to be censuring Congress?
Sure.
So I think I can, what I'm going to do this week is line up all of the people in the administration who have had these ties with Congress and get them to either resign, or if they have already resigned, get them to issue it.
Denouncing, right.
Yeah, strong statement denouncing.
Good.
So I will begin to cut into that part a little bit, I think, just put a little bit of heat on through our fellows. I was just noticing we've got some economic figures that will be coming this week. Apropos what you were asking about this afternoon, there'll be some more retail sales figures, although they're a little bit confused because of some adjustments they have to make in terms of data. But then we also have the leading business indicators and then a consumer buying projection that Commerce puts out. I haven't checked into what all of them are going to be, but the leading business indicators, the last time I checked, Hal Pastor thought that they would be up. And if they are, I will make a little...
Even despite the market, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it's one of them, you know, and it's down, of course.
That's right. Well, that may throw it up, matter of fact, because I talked to about that 2 weeks ago before it started.
Right.
Well, we'll see. If it's a good figure, we thought we'd
sure
have a little fun with it on Wednesday when it is due out.
Okay.
Now, that may be a matter of fact, I was kind of hoping that might be a good one, but the market is one of the 7 or 8 factors in the game that just drifts along. Yeah, it drifted again today, but 4 points.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to pick back up. I just think that they get over the fear of liquidity and that's going to catch hold for them.
Right. Well, we're not going to worry about the market, but the other things are more important.
Well, as I said this afternoon, I think the way you're postured right now, President, if it picks up, great. And if it keeps going the way it is, you're on the right side of the issue, right? And I think that's the important thing. We've got a Craig's been going out this week that he'll be coming in to use the signature with, you know, proposed a letter from you to all the heads of all the local governments around the country, urging them to spend the money that we've given them for the public service point.
Right.
You know, we've put up all the money on that.
Yeah.
The slowdown out of it is in the hiring at the local level. They just, a lot of communities just have
yeah.
to use the money. So a good letter from you urging them to
right.
get out of the debt. Once again, that puts you on the side of cutting unemployment. And it shows that you're pushing it and putting the burden on the local government.
Right.
So that's those kinds of things. If we can keep doing them, and we have a couple of good ones on the job for veterans. I think the public gets the idea that, you know, that we really care about this. Also, our road shows, by the way, have just been terrific. The economic road shows, you know, we've now covered
yes.
about 2/3 of the city. And I've been looking at the local press that our fellow governors are out there getting a damn good response.
Good.
Local talk shows.
Sure, that's good.
If that helps, then it shows that we're on top of it, which from our standpoint is good. Plus, you may have noticed over the weekend, the Democrats are now screaming again for TV time for MPs.
On the court?
No, well, they haven't asked specifically for that, but now they've gone to the court to ask for a general ruling that they can answer you anytime that you go on. It just proves to me that they're feeling the heat, because every time we've had the momentum really going strong, they've started screaming about the use of TV.
Yes, of course.
And they made a hell of a fuss over it this week, which I'm delighted to see, because it means we're hurting them. They won't get us. We've got that area, we've got that part of the law completely blocked out. The fact that they're asking for it is, I think, kind of revealing. It shows how they're kind of tough right there.
Well, okay. Let's let the figures. Don't worry about them this week. If they may be down a bit.
I think the feeling is so good that President is not so worried about week-to-week figures as we used to be riding. I think that's
right.
You're riding as strong as you are, when you have that kind of that feeling of leadership, which is very, very strong. We don't need the figures to bed. We used to worry about them a lot more than we ought to now.
Well, they'd help, but maybe we'll get them next month.
Yeah, they'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.